From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Lynn.
So I know you were at the World Sudoku Championship last weekend. How did it go?
It was great. It was in Žilina, Slovakia. And an American, Thomas Snyder, was the best individual solver. There was sort of a quirky playoff round, so he didn't actually win the championship, but he was by far the best solver.
And now for this week's puzzle, maybe you can repeat it for us, the challenge.
Yes, it came from a puzzle maker, Rodolfo Kirchhahn. I said, take these equations, 5 equals 4, 7 equals 5, 8 equals 1, and 26 equals 9. What does 12 equal?
So what's the answer?
Well, the answer involves Roman numerals. If you spell out 5, it contains the letters IV, which are Roman numeral for 4. 7 contains a V, which is 5. 8 contains an I, which is 1. And 26 contains the consecutive letters IX, which are 9. So 12 contains LV, which is 55.
And I guess I wasn't the only one who found this puzzle daunting, because we only received about 400 correct entries this week. And from those correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Ken Gibbons from Shrewsbury, New Jersey. Hi, Ken. Good to have you with us.
Hello. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, congratulations on solving this very difficult puzzle. How'd you do it?
Well, I worked on it on and off for about an hour in total over several days. I started out spelling out the numbers, but took me a while from there to see my way to the correct answer.
How long have you been playing the puzzle, Ken?
Well, I've been listening since Weekend Edition Sunday started. I've probably entered about a dozen times, but never thought I'd be selected to play, and here I am.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance. And I gather this is not your first time on the radio. What else have you done on air besides today's puzzle?
When I was a senior in college, I did some sports broadcasting for my college, Franklin and Marshall in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was a lot of fun.
So let's now put all your skills to work on the puzzle. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Will, meet Ken. Ken, meet Will, and let's play.
All right, Ken and Lynn, this is a good two-person puzzle because it's part quiz in addition to wordplay. Every answer is the name of a famous person whose first and last name start with the same letter and end in the same letter. For example, if I said M and E, and the poet who wrote poetry is about imaginary gardens with real toads in them, you would say Marianne Moore, because Marianne and Moore start with M and end in E.
Okay.
All right, number one, your letters are P and O, and your clue is a Spanish cubist who painted Guernica.
Pablo Picasso?
Pablo Picasso is right. Number two is R and N, White House boy of the 1980s. So think who was in the White House in the 1980s.
Ronald Reagan.
And their son was, that was in the White House.
Blanking out on his name.
How about Ron?
Ron Reagan, is it? Good.
Yeah, too obvious there.
Try this one. S and N, actress and political activist who won an Oscar for Dead Man Walking.
Susan Sarandon.
Good job. A and N, actor who won an Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine.
Didn't see that one, so I'm going to need some help on that.
Well, I thought it was Alan Alda, right? But
no, Alan is right. Not Alda, though.
Not Alda.
Alden Arkin.
Arkin, Alan Arkin.
Course,
good job.
Course, yeah.
Good. Try this. H and Y, Leona's husband and partner in hotel management.
Helmsley.
That's it? And she used to sing, I'm just wild about...
Harry.
Wild about Harry, is it?
Go.
Good. Here's your new letters, A and E, Fred's sister and partner in dance. Yeah. Who is Fred Astaire's sister? A and E.
Don't know that one.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
But I'm not positive. Adele? Is it Adele?
Adele.
Okay.
That's it. Adele Astaire. Good. All right. Here's a fictional one. M and Y, Michael J. Fox's character in Back to the Future.
It's been a while since I saw that.
I can't. Is it a Mickey? Is Mickey one of the names?
No, I'll tell you, it's Marty. You remember the last name? I'll tell you, it's Marty McFly.
Fly.
Okay, and here's your last one. B and N, subject of a 2008 Best Picture nominee in the title The Curious Case of Blank.
Benjamin.
Played by, yes, Benjamin.
Britton.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you that. It's okay. Benjamin Button.
Button. There we go.
Great job, Ken.
Those were hard.
They were. I was really stumped. You know, it was one of those cases where you know who the person is, but you just can't think of who their name is. That happened to me a couple of times there. Now, Ken, since you've been playing along with our puzzle for some time, I know you've probably heard the list of prizes many times. So to keep things fresh, we've invited a special guest to tell you what you've won. And he found a creative way to keep people engaged during safety announcements on airplanes. So let's hear what he did with your puzzle prizes.
I'm David, the Southwest rap and flight attendant. Keeping it clean so nobody gets offended. We have some great prizes that you can walk away with. Pretty cool stuff that you're going to want to play with. Listen up, I won't say it again. From Weekend Edition, a lapel pin. A version of Scrabble that's like no other. The Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. Edition 11 of Merriam-Webster's Dictionary and Thesaurus, but it gets better. There's still a little bit that we're going to do. Puzzle Master presents Random House Volume 2. But wait, there's more, because you're a good sport. The following books, all by Will Shorts, from St. Martin's Press, Volumes 1, 2, 3, of Will Shorts Presents Ken, you see? In case you're curious what we have next, once again from Will Shorts, the Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges. You should take a look. This one comes from Chronicle Books. Now that you know what you have won, go out and tell somebody that you had a lot of fun.
That was David Holmes, and he is the rapping flight attendant on Southwest Airlines. What'd you think of that, Ken?
That was great.
And before we let you go, Ken, what's your public radio station?
Well, I'm a regular listener and a longtime member of WNYC in New York.
Great station. Thanks so much, Ken.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Ken Gibbons from Shrewsbury, New Jersey, was our player this week. Now, Will, to the next week's challenge. Are you going to rap that challenge?
No rap. That was impressive. Well, here you go. Take the name Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, change the R to an S, and rearrange all the letters. You get Degas, and Edgar Degas is a famous French impressionist. Now, take another common first name in five letters, containing the letter V, as in Victor. Change the V to an L, and rearrange all the letters. You'll get a familiar last name, and these first and last names go together to name a famous living star in Hollywood. Who is it? So again, a first name in five letters, change the letter V to an L, rearrange the result, you get a familiar last name, and these first and last names go together to name a famous living star in Hollywood. What star is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Lynn.